This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two. Joining us now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. How are things in beautiful downtown Louisiana?
They are great.
Yeah.
It's for a while we're neither. These are the 2 weeks when the weather is sort of manageable.
Right.
We had some rain. That happens. It's fine. Hey, you and I have to. The elephant in the room is our buddies at the NRA annual meeting.
Right.
I appreciate that the rest of the world is so busy that you get to talk to me. I heard that our friends, Amanda Cefacool, she was nominated to the NRA Board of Directors. Rick Ector was nominated at the convention and was voted in as a one-year board member.
Yeah, I just, you know, it'll be interesting to see what comes of it.
Right. Given that they are two votes out of 76, that's an insanely large board of directors. Real corporations don't do that. I don't know why someone ever thought it was a good idea. Yeah, good luck to them both. They'll need it all.
Yeah, because they're definitely not. They're definitely not. The board doesn't do oversight. That's one thing they're finding out with all of their stuff. The board doesn't actually do oversight, so.
Which it should, which it's legally required to do. On a normal board, you'd say, let's have the treasurer's report, and he'd hand you documents, and you'd study them, and then you'd have them meeting, and then there'd be a review of how things were spent, and was that consistent with the board's instruction to the executives. But that doesn't happen at the NRA.
Nope. So, anyway. Right.
Hey, you've often mentioned that if the world weren't so crazy, you and I'd be talking about, hey, did you see this cool gun and this, that? You've also said, and this is because I'm not trying to catch you out. I agree with you here. What would happen if a guy who really knew how to shoot was in the victim of a crime? And I saw this report out of Houston. Five gang members try and rob a Valero gas station. There's the driver, four armed robbers. They come in, and they're feeling big and bold. They not only try and rob the store clerk, they're starting to rob the customers in Texas.
That's bold.
That's a bad idea. One of the customers, the bunch of the bad guys line up, and he shoots three of the four. As the bad guys are running out of the store, they shoot one of the unarmed customers. The armed defender wasn't injured. police and EMTs are called. They take the injured customer to the hospital. Guess who shows up? You guessed it, right? The other four wounded guys, one of whom is in serious condition. I think the getaway driver bailed, and the police are still looking for him. With four of his buddies in the hospital, yeah, they're going to get him pretty quick.
Yeah.
I also saw – go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, criminals are not exactly, geniuses when it comes to some of their shenanigans.
No, it's you didn't decide to go rob a – gas station in Houston because you were splitting atoms. But I saw an interesting comment, and it made me write an article. The comment was, hey, I noticed that 20 people were shot in Chicago and three were wounded. Did it ever occur to us that if those criminals didn't go through background checks, then gun control failed? If they did go through background checks and I bought my gun from a gun store and then they used it for criminal intent, then gun control also failed.
Yeah.
I went, yeah. Yeah, 100%. And so I looked at it. When we look at the, now this isn't just violent crime. This is violent crime with a gun.
Right.
Over 250,000 cases of armed criminals using their guns in 2019. That's the last year where the FBI gives us complete statistics. There are also a handful of mass murders and attempted mass murders. Because in both cases, bad guys got a gun. What the average reader forgets is that the criminal probably broke a handful of gun control laws as he's committing the crime. I mean, they don't walk into a gun store to buy a gun. And if they did, they lied about it.
Right.
In addition to the sale, them possessing a gun's illegal. They broke the law when they transported the firearm from place to place.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there are all the restrictions on ammunition in lots of these states. Well, okay, so gun control fails millions of times a year. But if you ask a gun control advocate, he'll tell you, well, that's because all those, what are they, over 20,000 firearms regulations that we have already, that's just a good start. So it's not real gun control. And I'm just, my palm goes against my head. I scratch my forehead and go, you're telling me you didn't start with the most important things first? Oh, well, but it, okay. So gun, and I thought, now let's ask guys like you and I, we'd say the right of armed defense. We don't really have that. Our rights are infringed. Well, how often does armed defense work? Wow.
Well, I mean,
and the answer turned.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is that gun control. Well, the background check is the most deceptive of all those gun control mechanisms they put out there, because all that is a Polaroid picture of me up to the point of the day I bought that gun of at that moment.
Right.
And a lot of
it things, looks backwards.
Yeah, and a lot of things can change with me. I don't know. I might all of a sudden, I don't know how this would actually occur, but I might. Well, I'll give you an example. I started smoking cigarettes when I was in my 40s.
Really?
And I developed a really bad habit, which, of course, I don't smoke cigarettes now since I have the heart attack. But, you know, you can just develop a bad habit pretty quick. Something can
yep.
happen, and you can develop a bad habit. So I might be, you know, I might suddenly become susceptible to drugs or drinking or mental illness or anything else. And that background check, all that proved is on the day that I bought the gun that I had no record that would make me a prohibited person. And that's also
right.
only as good as the NICS is maintained. Because a lot of states, like my understanding with New Jersey, they got a million or so people that should be on the prohibited people's list, and they're not.
Now we know what we're going to talk about in the next segment.
Yeah.
But what amazes me is that almost gun control fails millions of times a year, whereas almost armed defense saves millions of lives every year. Millions. Like, we're talking 2.8 million of us who actually defend ourselves with a gun. And then on top of that, you go, okay, if 10% of us actually have to press the trigger and shoot the bad guy, now he goes to the hospital. Hi, Mr. Policeman. He says the bullet fell out of the sky, doesn't know how it happened, but he matches the description. See the Ring doorbell camera? There's his picture. Okay, we've done the police work for them, and now the guy goes away for Thank you, Bill.
Hang on there. We'll pick it up on the other side. We are rolling. Talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morrison. We had, we were getting lit up there, and then we talked our way right into the break. So anyway, where were we?
Bill, I was describing how often armed defense works. And I hadn't run these numbers this way. Okay, We know how many gun owners defend themselves. Well, but what about their family who uses the gun when the gun owner isn't home? You know, mom grabs the family shotgun and defends, stops the intruders. We're talking 5 million times a year. That's an immense number. And then I looked at how many times gun control fails, and it's a similar number. And I'm just thinking, wow. Wow, if we lay out the truth that clearly and that starkly, we think that gun control is crazy. I mean, the definition of insanity is to do the same old thing when it's failed thousands of times before, in this case, millions of times before, and yet we're going to try it one more time and expect a different result.
That's us giving the benefit of the doubt of these people as human beings, when in fact what we should be doing is saying, oh, well, the fact that this didn't work the way you said it was going to work should be a clear-cut indication that public safety is not actually what you're out for.
It's a rationale while you want to disarm the honest citizens of this country.
Right.
I have to agree. That's why you were in the big bucks as a radio host.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Did you see, okay, Gavin Newsom, I think, is going to run for president because he's picking a fight with Ron DeSantis. Newsom sent out a fundraiser, and of course, we see those, what's inside of it. He said, yeah, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is putting Florida citizens at risk by signing constitutional carry legislation. Well, oh yeah, that, strong gun laws. Go ahead.
That's what he said. Yeah.
And I went, I bet not one of the talking heads will actually look at that. Because look, I used to live in California. It's a very diverse state. There are counties that have millions and millions of citizens. Look, Alpine County has 1,200 people in the entire county. Their behavior is not what's driving California's crime rate. It's the failed violent cities that are the problem. And so rather than compare the state as a whole, I looked city by city. Oakland, California is the least safe city in the entire United States. San Francisco is more dangerous than Miami. Now, it turned out that Los Angeles and Miami were tied, which I was surprised. Well, what that proves is all of L.A. is not Compton. And they're taking the entire, you know, even within a failed city like Los Angeles, there are bad neighborhoods. And those are where the problems are. John Lott, I think, said it. It's like 3% of the zip codes will hold Los Angeles's, most of Los Angeles's crime. So we know where to look. The question is, do we have the political will to open our eyes and then act on what we see?
No, I already know the answer to that. The answer to that is no.
The answer is no.
because well, that would mean that, well, see, first of all, if you're actually going to undercut crime, you're going to have to go to the underlying problem. There's no such thing as crime prevention. There's either undercutting it at the source, or there is reactive policing after it occurs. And that's all there is. There is no crime prevention. That crime prevention is a word like transgender. It's not real. It's not a real phrase.
I have to, okay, let me argue with you and you refine your comment.
Okay.
I would say on self-defense gun stories, when I say, hey, lock the doors on your car when you leave in your driveway.
Sure.
Lock the doors and windows on your house. To me, that's crime prevention. That's not what the big city mayors are telling us to do, is it?
No, but even what you're describing, which is the only steps you can take to attempt to prevent crime. There is no door. There is no window. If somebody wants to breach your domicile,
right,
your car, whatever. Now, it will slow them down, however long it takes them to make the assessment. Okay, now I've tried this. This didn't work. I've got to do this now. And yes, that's about as far as it can actually go, where you're actually trying to do something to prevent crime. But that's the bill of goods that we get sold with gun control, right? It's crime prevention.
Right.
And what they could do crime prevention is they could quit undercutting the black family.
Amen.
They could allow, you know, it was the incidence of single motherhood before the civil rights era was higher than it was with two parent households. The black household was more likely by a percentage than the white household to have both parents in place before the civil rights era. And then with the New Deal that came out with Lyndon Baines Johnson, of course, then he started paying women to not have men in the house and, you know, have as many kids as you want and all this other stuff. And then, that's not what I would call a nurturing lifestyle for that adult. So then, of course, they turn to drugs or alcohol or both, or they kill themselves or something. And then suddenly you have a bunch of children. Their grandparents can't really raise because they're in a really bad environment. And where are they? They're going to seek acceptance somewhere. And who's going to give that to them when the parents aren't there and the grandparents can't do it? And there is no school atmosphere and there's no chance of economic opportunity and there's no nurturing anything. Where are they going to go?
What? I would add or emphasize one point that you just touched on briefly, and he doesn't get credit for this. Donald Trump almost eliminated minority unemployment in our major cities.
Yes.
With the economy that he created.
Yes, it did.
And I think that frightened Democrat politicians to death.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's one of the reasons he was attacked so vociferously. If they're not legal jobs, you got to do something. You're going to join a gang and sell drugs. And Trump said, here, watch this. This is your fault. Here's an economy where young, underskilled black teenagers can get a job and get some skills. And I think that undercut Democrats from coast to coast. Wow.
One time, and this was quite inadvertent, but Michael Bloomberg made an investment in New Orleans. He put like $2 billion in this one part of New Orleans. And when he did that, when the businesses started popping up and everything, crime went down in that area. Because suddenly there was blossoming economic opportunity out there. Because most people are really not hardwired to do that kind of, you know, to be bad guys. But anyway.
Right.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. China has been running a secret police station in New York City. Breon Peace is a top federal prosecutor in New York.
These defendants did China's bidding in secret while acting under the direction and control of an MPS official in China.
The facility was used by the Chinese government to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. Charges have been filed against at least two Chinese suspects in that case. Some members of Congress would like to see an all-out ban on the social media app TikTok for lawmakers. The group of congressional Republicans call the app nothing more than Chinese spyware. Senators Tom Tillis and Dan Crenshaw are urging House and Senate leaders to change the rules to prohibit use of the Chinese-owned app. And about half of the 150 bat species in the U.S. are in danger. A State of the Bats report from the North American Bat Conservation Alliance says 52% of species are at risk. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Rob Morse. And we haven't done this yet because we keep talking our way out. So tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, Bill, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. Both come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up. I write the Armed Citizens columns at Ammoland, and now my articles are carried at OpsLens.
So then,
Tennessee. Yeah, what are we going to say about it? The governor of Tennessee must have higher political aspirations because he's jumping up and down, asking, really demanding, that the state pass some not very good gun control laws. He wants red flag laws, and then on top of that. What I think is that after a transgender murderer attacked a Christian school, the governor feels like he has to do something, and even if it's wrong. So he's looked at red flag laws. The other thing is he's trying to weakly imitate Ohio to allow schools to have armed school staff. And I've read through the law that's proposed. It's really badly written. It basically requires a 40-hour police officer safety training class by school staff every year if they're going to go armed. That's a bad idea. It's we know what armed school staff need. We've studied it intensely. It turns out the way we figured that out, Bill – we looked at what school resource officers do, SROs. They have a different – let me back up another step. police look at when they fail. They look at crime. They say, what crime is emerging? What should we do? What did our officers do in the field? How did that work? And therefore, what's best practice? Meaning, the criminals used to run from town to town, and surprise, each police department would go, oh, we've never seen that before. And the guy goes, actually, there's a circular out on that particular sort of crime. This is what you do to combat it. And we did that with schools. We're not willing to make the same mistake in every school district. We're trying to learn from one another. And then we said, okay, let's combine all that. What do armed school staff need to do? Unfortunately, the Tennessee legislature isn't taking those lessons to heart. Look, we don't need we don't need the school janitor to have to learn how to handcuff somebody and transport prisoners and high-speed driving. That's just not part of what we need to defend our kids.
Well, until that mindset is adopted by, you know, like, say, the governor of Tennessee, who, you know, the red flag law, that's going to be one of those laws that goes the way of the dodo. As soon as it gets in front, as soon as somebody files suit on this, and I'm sure somebody has, that does not comport at all with the Bruin decision.
Right.
On so many levels, it doesn't.
Well, but let's talk. That's already been adjudicated in other states. And what the judges said was, you want to take away this guy's right to keep and bear arms. Awesome. We have ways to do that. Your state actually has ways to do that, codified in law. Is he having a mental health crisis? Okay. You want to do more than just an intake evaluation? Within 48 hours, you need to go get a second medical evaluation, and they have to agree that this guy is a danger to himself and others. That's even in New York, one of the most anti-gun states. That law is there. And then the judge says, you didn't do this when during a divorce case, the wife says, I think he's dangerous. Take his guns. That doesn't meet the legal standards that the state has already put up. You're absolutely right, Bill.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, I wondered if you'd covered this already. Do you remember a guy named Gage Grossclothes?
Yes, he was the guy that rolled up and stuck the gun to Rittenhouse's face, and Rittenhouse blew his bicep off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. It turns out, and I didn't know this, I went and looked it up. During the Rittenhouse trial, Grossclothes sued everybody in sight. He claimed that he was injured because of their negligence. By the way, this is the same guy, while his arm is still in a sling after they've reconstructed it, he's wearing an NRA hat. So this guy's just the most disingenuous attention prostitute we've seen. Okay, he sues the city of Kenosha, the National Guard, the police department. He goes, if it weren't for your negligence, I wouldn't have been injured. He also recently sued Kyle Rittenhouse, and Rittenhouse countersued. And this is how they sued Grossclothes. He said he committed unlawful conduct by carrying a concealed weapon without a valid license.
Right.
He ran up to Rittenhouse with his weapon drawn as Rittenhouse lay on the ground. Grossclothes feigned surrender by pointing his gun up, and then changed his posture and pointed his gun at Rittenhouse's head before Mr. Rittenhouse defended himself. So this is going to be a really interesting suit. I assume he has a contingency fee lawyer, and I wonder what they will do when now they have to start spending their tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands if it goes to trial, to defend Grossclothes if he will drop Rittenhouse.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting world. Let's see. Where do we want to go next? Did you see that there was a company, and you knew it was, if there was, it was going to be covered by Bloomberg News. they claim to have a functional smart gun.
Okay.
And it works in the lab. What it does, I think it takes a palm and fingertip print as you grip the gun. But I think there's also a camera embedded in the grip that is looking at the face of the person that grabs it. And so far, it seems to work reasonably well. Now, it costs you three times what a Glock would cost. And here's what I thought, two honest statements. The guy who developed it said, I worry that people will go out and buy the gun I'm inventing because they think it's safe without taking the time to first go to the range and learn how to shoot a gun and then learn to store their firearms safely and protect them safely when they're on body. Quote, if you're not prepared to use a Glock, then you're not prepared to use a smart gun. You should stay away from guns until you're trained.
Right.
I went, wow. Cool. To expect that level of honesty from a guy, well, I'm sure he's got a bunch of Bloomberg bucks. This sounds like an engineer talking, not a marketer. Do you agree?
Probably. And, you know, the smart gun, I have a lot of problems with the smart gun. I don't have to, and we'll talk about them. I will explain to you where I have the problem with the smart gun when we get back. Rob is both a writer everywhere. His words go out on his website, and then they go forth. They get reprinted all over the place. Ammo Land, thetruthaboutguns.com, all over the place. And he's a podcaster. He does the Ensemble Polite Society podcast, and he does the very unique, I don't know of anyone other like it, Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. All available for you on a daily basis on the interwebs. There's no reason, no reason that you do not know Mr. Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Rob Morse, and we just had gotten into the smart gun thing. You know, with the smart gun, one of the things that they want to do, if smart guns were actually to become a thing, they want to mandate that all other guns get banned in favor of the smart gun technology. You've seen that. Well, I think New Jersey actually had that law in place at one point.
Right. And then they modified that law to say that gun stores must carry smart guns for sale once there's one that works.
Right. Now, I've been watching the fun shenanigans of the Biden administration as they try to make natural gas and gasoline and petrochemicals not a thing. I don't know what they're going to...
Right.
You are a former petroleum engineer, right? How much of what... Okay, tell me what you were.
Go ahead. I designed power plants and worked in the oil field for some drilling equipment companies, yes.
Okay, so how much of what I use on a daily basis comes from carbon fuel, from gasoline, from oil? I mean, just the stuff that I use daily, just not just the gas going in my car.
Everything, Bill.
Everything.
How does the food get in your store? It's carried by train. That's driven by diesel.
Yeah.
It's carried by trucks. That's driven by diesel. We're not going to electrify either of those easily in the United States. So now we've got your food, your clothes. They contain rayon. That's from natural gas. Most, 80% of your electric light is fossil fuel, both coal and natural gas. Could it all be nuclear? If you let me make enough nuclear plants, I can be ripping, I can give you things that look like oil by ripping CO2 out of the atmosphere. But that's going to take a lot of energy. We need a lot of nuclear to do that. And anything else, here's what politicians don't ask. What's the value of electricity when you don't want it? Because that's during the middle of the day when the wind blows and the sun's out, solar and wind can give us electricity. Great. What about the middle of the night? Okay, now we need power plants that will provide power when the wind doesn't blow and the sun isn't out. Okay. What do we do with these intermittent sources when we don't need them because we've got this base load power? Yeah, it's a problem.
So one thing that they're trying to do, though, The green technology is not mature, and yet they're going to try to force the issue and say there will be no more gasoline-powered cars in various states after this arbitrary date, right? You've seen that?
Right.
This is the same thing that I think that they're going to try to do with the smart gun. If the smart gun ever comes along, they're going to say, well, all guns have to be smart guns, even though the technology is not mature. My criteria for a gun is when I pick it up, it goes bang, boom. Every time.
Yep.
Not just some of the time, not while it waits for the Bluetooth pair, not for any of it. It's going to have to be so fast and so instantaneous. I have Apple devices where I have to use my thumbprint or my index fingerprint. Works most of the time, doesn't work all the time. It's not a mature technology.
Right.
And, I wonder when people are going to wake up to that part of it. Because I know there's lots of people going, oh, well, there's no way you could possibly do it. But, I mean, what they're doing right now is they retard the gasoline production process. They're also retarding the continued development of EVs, aren't they?
Of what?
Of electric vehicles.
Oh, EVs. Okay. Back up half a step. If we wanted to charge our cars at night, we have to double the size of the electrical grid.
Right.
We don't have the power plants to power EVs. So we need more power at night and a much bigger grid. There's not enough rare earth minerals to get the magnets that we need to run the motors in EVs. There's not enough lithium and cobalt for the EV batteries. We're talking about doubling that production in a few years. We've never, ever doubled the production of a major strategic material that quickly, ever, not in human history. Some people, just along material shortages, because I can do math, somebody says, well, what about nuclear fusion? We use the entire, each fusion reactor would use up the world's production of beryllium every year. So it's just somebody who hasn't done the math on these things, Bill.
Well, why do you think they're out there insisting, I know one day it's going to be like in Back to the Future where I have a Mr. Fusion reactor on the back of my car and I can get...
You feed it with a banana.
Feed it with a banana peel and a Pabst Blue Ribbon can and some coffee grounds and I'm fueled up and ready to go. I can fly the car. I know that's coming, but it isn't here yet.
Right.
And when the Model T came out, they did not go out and shoot all the horses in the head the day that thing came out. And I'm just, with each passing day, I've always had this theory that leftists use the same template to push the same, the different agendas. So with climate change, they're banning gas stoves and gasoline-powered cars, as an example, to get what they want out of climate change. And I think they'll do the same with gun control. And the thing with all of this electronic stuff, now you're an electronic minded guy. What's the common denominator amongst all of this electronic stuff that would be out there for the government to take advantage of?
It can be turned off remotely.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yep, he gets it right. The first time out of the pipe, goodness.
What will be fascinating, and we have seen other so-called safe guns, and a guy goes, look, I put a magnet on the side of the frame and I just defeated your gun. Now it behaves like a normal gun. So it's not really safe. If it's using imaging software, I used to work on military electronics. There are ways to defeat electronics that isn't hardened, if you give me this gun, I could probably find a way to defeat it, either make it so that it won't fire or that I can fire it without being a designated operator. And so, okay, if that's true, and I bet it is, because hardening electronics is difficult, is the governor of New York and New Jersey, are they going to say, yes, you know what? I want all my security team to have a BioFire smart gun and nothing else?
Yeah.
No. And if it's not safe enough for him, you know, I don't want my wife to have to depend on it either.
Well, they're talking about, you know, Biden wants the military to do this. And, I mean, there's just no way. There is no way. And all the stuff they're trying to force, it's like you said earlier, they keep trying to do the same thing over and over again that's already proven not to work.
Bill, the issue, the way I see it, is short attention span voters. I'm going to lay it all at their feet.
Yeah.
If I can say, I'm for the environment, vote for me, and you never read past the headline, shame on you.
Yeah.
Because you're forcing people into poverty all around the world. What's interesting to me, and, you know, during COVID, when we said we're going to go into lockdown.
Right.
Well, they did that around the world. More people in India starved because they were forced out of a job. Their kids died than were killed by the COVID virus.
Right.
So stupid costs lives. And I'm going to blame environmentalists that don't read past the headline.
Well, and with that, that's the last word. You win that one. Outstanding. Catch Rob online, either in the written word or the recorded word, both podcast and columns, waiting for you at the various places, the Polite Society podcast, the Slow Facts WordPress blog, and Self-Defense Gun Stories. Thank you for joining me today.
It's my pleasure, Bill. See you next week.
Yes, sir. We got hour number three inbound. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.